for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Brooke Burns is on our show tonight. The most beautiful woman on television.
Oh, you're being too kind. Howdy.
No. I'd say it's about right. Drew, what do you think?
About right.
You say that to all the nurses instead of sailors, right?
Come on. No, I don't. I throw it around a little bit. I mean, I do a little ass kissing.
The truth
but
comes
I'm
out.
Just kind of greasing things a little bit.
Right.
Because people like you better when you compliment them. But I've said that about Brooke before.
Wait
a minute. Not true?
Not only that, but the fact that people like you better when you compliment them has never affected you ever in any way before.
Really?
In other words, you have not offered compliments to try to make people like you more.
That's
ever.
Right. I'm no kiss ass.
So when people leave the room at the end of the night, most people like you or most people don't like you?
No, most people do.
I don't know. I really.
Go ask around town.
No, I really don't know the answer to that. I always assume they like me, and then that's how I get through life. But I mean it, Brooke. And Brooke is the host of Dog Eat Dog. Well, okay, so now I can be truthful. Brooke's best-looking person on television. Dog Eat Dog, I don't understand. I just watch it like a retarded person watching animals have sex. You know what I mean? I'm just mesmerized by it. Yeah.
You're not the first to say that.
Right, I yell at my wife for watching it.
Really?
Yeah.
But your wife likes Brooke,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
And your wife, Drew's wife has a good yardstick to measure sort of the up-and-comers.
Oh, absolutely.
The people that are about ready to break.
She has an uncanny sense of
well,
break.
Please tell her that I said thank you very much. You know?
But she likes Doggy Dog. But so,
well, she likes Brooke.
Hey, you're even on my show, buddy?
I am.
What have you got to say over there?
No, listen, I've seen the show. I enjoy it. It's people in bikinis inverted. Like, it's not even enough that someone's in a bikini anymore. We got to hang them upside down for a while.
And
dip them.
Yeah.
Dunk
them. Yeah. Baywatch has already been done. Come
but
on.
But here's the thing about Dog Eat Dog. It seems to all revolve around the dunk tank, pretty much, right?
Yeah, we've got a 300,000-gallon tank. We spent a lot of money on that tank. We've got to use it.
I think, but shouldn't tank or water or dunk or something be woven into the thing somewhere?
Maybe in the title, then we'd feel more.
I'm always... Yeah, you know? just call it Dunk Tank.
Yeah,
with
dunk
Brooke
tank.
Burns. Yeah, come on after paintball karaoke with Adam Carolla.
I'll run that by the producers for season 3.
How deep is that tank? Do you know?
I don't actually. That's
didn't
a good
somebody
question.
Didn't somebody like go into shock or something? They get dunked in that tank like a year and a half.
Everybody
ago?
Goes into shock when they get in the tank.
What
you'd be
happened?
Amazed how many people have water phobias.
Oh really?
It's unbelievable. What's, and they're like everybody's like,
sharks
oh, I can
swim.
No, but they're like, oh, I can swim, no problem. Da, da, da. We're like, hey, okay, go down and pick up this weight. They're like, oh my god, I gotta come up here.
Yeah, they just jump.
Is it 8 feet or 35 feet?
No, oh, it's 25 feet or whatever, so you can jump off
distance.
Something that's high enough so it won't. You know, you won't hit your head on the bottom. But this is a show that somebody got screwed up with during the, I think in the first season or something, had to call an ambulance. They didn't die or anything. Hey, this is good publicity,
no,
right?
No, they didn't die, exactly.
What happened? They just stayed underwater too long?
You know what? It's amazing what people will do for their 15 minutes of fame or for 25 grand. Or, as I always like to say, it was a head-to-head challenge with two male participants, and the ego on these guys is like so insane. They're like, well, I'm going down until I black out. And he's like, well, so am I. And it's like, you
that's
know,
what happened.
Break.
Yeah,
he blacked out.
That's all right. The guy's a vegetable, but the ratings
we
are
have
good.
So many safety guys there. You know, it's not
a
big
he
deal.
He survived.
People
he
like to blow things out of
use
proportion.
His right side, but
he has no brain cells now.
But also, too, if you get someone who looks like Brooke standing there in something skimpy and there's a couple of guys having a competition. They're going to go to the death. I mean, that's how
what
guys
do you call
are.
Skimpy? At least I'm wearing clothes, right? On Baywatch, it was 24 hours in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Guys.
And where'd you come from tonight?
What do you mean?
Oh, really? You didn't come from somewhere?
Am I supposed to be coming from somewhere?
You look like you came from somewhere. I mean,
I had my pre-interview for The Tonight Show.
But you're pretty gussied up for the radio, are you?
I am?
Are you not? Are you not?
It's for you, Adam.
That's it?
Yeah, I just did it for you.
I mean...
You like black leather?
Yeah, you're wearing, like, stiletto heels and stuff.
Is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem. But it just... Just who would get dressed up to go to the radio unless they're
not the radio, but this show.
Yeah, this show. Well, that's good. All right, so you've heard this show, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Big
I
fan,
listen
right?
every night.
You never
yeah.
heard. Yeah, never heard.
Yeah, has no idea what's going on.
I'm complimenting you because I want you to like me by the time I leave the room.
Oh, listen, that was done.
I learned that from a friend.
You could try to attack me with a box cutter in here, and I'd still like you for the first hour.
I'm offended that you're offended by my stilettos.
No, I'm not offended by them. I like them. I just was thinking, I was just sizing you up. We have guests who
You're
come
You're sizing
in.
Me up.
Here's what I'm saying, and I like this. This shows effort.
So
this
what
is
size
good.
Am I?
What size? I'll give your measurements. Let's see. I know you're not standing up. I've not seen you standing up in person, but I see you're...
Right, based on the stilettos.
Well, without the stilettos, I'm going to go 5'10 and a half. 5'11"?
I appear larger than life. I'm 5'9".
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And about 127.
Oh, right on the money. Good for you.
Yeah?
You win a prize.
Yeah?
What can we give him?
127?
At the circus.
That could mean 135. 127. I'm going C-cup. C-cup. Going 30. 436. Yeah, it's kind of tough. You'll have some
we'll leave
back
that in
on
your
you
imagination.
There. I'm going C cup. I'm going C cup there. Drew? And by the way, you're right up Drew's alley. I mean, I like you because you're good looking, but Drew likes you because you're in his wheelhouse. You know what I'm saying?
No.
What I'm saying is every guy likes an attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's no. It doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what color your hair
straight,
is.
Right?
If you're a straight guy and there's a beautiful woman,
let's clarify.
We're into you, right? Fine. But then there are other guys that
types.
Sort of have
they're
their types.
Types.
They like their types.
So what type am I? I'd like to know that you already know my type.
Well,
after well,
I'm
down
not.
Here for
no,
five
no, he's
physically,
physically,
just pure physically.
Right.
Just physically, this is Drew's. You're Drew's type. So I'm saying,
great.
You know, look out. And evidently his wife's type, too. So
absolutely.
If you're into
I think a little even more on her end.
Do you swing at all?
Yeah, perfect.
Let's all right. go to Drew's house, do some swinging. All right. Let's get to the phones.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's true. It's a couple
you know, I realized why that was so
coolers.
Embarrassing to hear that last night.
Hmm.
When I watch it on Crank Yankers, it's the puppet saying that stuff.
Yes.
Here... There's no mistaking whose voice that is going out. You know what I mean?
That's Drew doing a voiceover on the hit show Crank Yankers on Comedy Central.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about Dog Eat Dog tonight, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, NBC. We'll take some calls mm-hmm. and speak to Alex, who's 17. Alex?
Huh?
What's up?
Hey. Well, I am very ticklish, like, down in my naughty place.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if that's kind of weird, you know, because I don't know.
What do you mean ticklish? What does that mean? I mean, where has that been a problem for you?
In her naughty
place. Is this a bad
thing?
In my naughty place, you know, like, right down in there.
Yeah, Drew, you can't say where has
no,
that been
no,
a problem
no, no,
to our retarded callers.
Like when you're
literalist.
Intimate with your boyfriend or when you're at the gynecologist? When is it a problem?
Well, it was like, okay, in February I had to go to an OBGYN because they had I had cysts on my ovaries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like checking them to see how big they were. So when the doctor was doing that, I kind of, you know, he couldn't really do anything because I was...
You were laughing.
You were too jumpy.
Yeah.
Do you have polycystic?
I would say you're very lucky if you're at the gyno and you're laughing. That's what I have to say.
Do you have polycystic ovarian disease?
Huh?
Do you have polycystic ovarian disease?
No, I just have...
Simple cyst.
I just have cysts on my...
Simple cyst. Are you sexually active?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And so, at this point in your life, this just super... Have you ever sexually abused or anything?
No.
Okay.
Right.
So
that's
you're
good
sensitive.
That someone
it's fine. It's fine.
Refers to their coos as their naughty place. Is not sexually active.
It's fine. You're just extra sensitive. That's okay.
You're good.
I hope you'll keep laughing.
Yeah, but what can you... I mean, she's embarrassed, obviously.
But it's more than embarrassment. She actually recoils. You know, she can't even be examined.
No, I know, but I don't think it's so much ticklish as it is tremendously shy and embarrassed, that's the reaction.
Is Adam right?
Yeah.
What makes you so modest, so shy?
Well, because, you know... He's a doctor, you know.
Right, and that's what he does all day.
So
he
that should make you feel safe.
Yeah.
Patient after patient, that's all he does but examine that part of the body.
No.
If every single patient...
she's just very shy.
Would you feel more comfortable going to a woman?
No, because it's been that way for a while.
Wait a minute, Alex, do you think he doesn't examine that part of people's bodies?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
She knows it.
Intellectually.
Intellectually, she just can't wrap her vagina around it, that's all.
I see, all right.
Hey, Alex?
Yeah?
You're just a shy person in general, right?
Yes and no, yeah.
All right, who cares?
This will pass. She's 17.
Whatever.
It's better than the rest of our call.
I didn't want to go to gyno when I was 17, but I did it.
And, you know,
who wants to go to the gyno?
I sent you to the proctologist once.
I never went, did I?
That's my point. That is my point.
There you go.
Very good point.
There you go. Although, I got to say, Brooke, when your gynecologist sees your name on the sheet, it's like, I mean, cha-ching. Right? It's got to be. These guys are, they're humans. You have a male gynecologist, right?
I do.
All right. Oh, yeah. You got it. Drew, you're a doctor, but a man of great passion as well,
you
right?
You put all that aside.
You do
15 minutes meditation, a little yoga, and then you put it all aside.
No, but you're looking down your sheet, and it's like Ethel.
Oh, no.
Hildenberger. There's Marge Blukowski.
You know what?
Brooke Burns. Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
Yeah, Brooke, fine, but you know what I mean?
See a Marge on there now. You see Brooke, that's an exciting thing, right? You see like a Beatrice. Right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Because sometimes it's more difficult.
Marge Higginstaller, age 66, obesity and ovarian cyst. Brooke Burns, host of Dog Eat Dog. Got a problem with her bikini line. Let's see.
I'm sure that's on there.
We have to clear a good couple
Next
hours.
Time I sign in, I'll remember to put all that info.
Please. Mark?
Yeah, what's up?
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I got to say, Dr. Drew, you're a great doctor, and I was wondering if there's any chance Engineer Anderson can play the Drew Shuffle?
Shuffle?
No.
Yeah.
No, we've heard enough.
Okay. Adam, you're a cool guy. I just want to ask you a quick question of, at a Best Buy Mountain, do you get any free stuff off that stuff?
So you have no question tonight, Mark, is that right? But why don't you got no play, player?
Hey, you mean that voiceover job I did for Best Buy?
Right.
No, I didn't get anything from them.
Get like a flat screen TV, 40-inch maybe.
No, they gave me like $25,000 to do the thing.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so I will use that money to buy a flat screen TV. That's how it works.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Everyone thinks you do a commercial for Cheerios. Like, what they do? Give you just
lifetime
a metric ton of Cheerios? Oh, no, they gave me money. You see, you use your money to
we
buy the Cheerios.
Cash.
They then take a penny off of that dollar and they give it to me.
We'll work for money. What's all I do?
That's right. And then I then use that money to buy other things, sometimes Cheerios.
Sometimes flat screens.
Sometimes flat screens. That's how it works.
Okay. My question is, I have a feeling that I'm either sexual compulsive or sexual addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the difference. And I have some...
Sexual addiction means you can't stop despite the consequences. Compulsed means that you're preoccupied, you have unpleasant symptoms, but when you have consequences, you might be able to contain it a little bit. Both are usually caused by sexual trauma in childhood. The addiction usually follows a chemical addiction. Usually you're addicted to cocaine or stimulants or...
Marijuana.
Pot, whatever. You have the gene for addiction, let's put it that way. And usually,
my dad was an alcoholic.
All right, there you go. And usually you have a chemical addiction first, then you sort of sprinkle in the trauma... That gets activated. You find your way to some sort of behavior that's particularly arousing and gratifying, and off you go. What are you doing there? Do you spend a lot of money? Are you having legal problems?
I'm frequenting the massage parlor, the strip clubs, and the hookers.
All right. And
The trifecta.
No relationships?
No.
Not really, no.
What do you get at the massage parlors?
Massage parlor is, I happen to live in San Francisco, so it's like, every red light district,
You get a hand job?
So no, I actually have a question here for you then, because I've always been curious about this. When you go to a red light massage parlor, do you get the massage and then you get finished off? Now, I don't understand. Yeah. Wouldn't it be better to get your business done first and then get a massage?
No, because you want to get out of there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you want to leave wherever you are after you get off.
You want all right.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Just explain the steps for you guys?
Yeah, explain the steps. For Brooke.
Okay, there's this one, it's in San Francisco, you walk in, the mama-san, it's all like Asian-based pretty much, The mama-san will give you she'll ask for $50, mm-hmm. and then you pay the $50, and then there's this like big old sofa with about seven fresh off the boat Korean chicks all mm-hmm. lined up.
And so you get your like pick of the litter,
no wonder
if you will.
They're sort of making more uranium bombs. They're pissed off.
Help, please. They come here for a better life. They can give a hand job.
Right. And then, then you pick the one you want. You go inside the little room. You take a quick shower.
Only one. You can only choose one?
No, you can pick a few. You just got to pay.
Oh, right, right.
I mean,
right.
I hear a tale.
Okay.
And then you pick one. You go in the room. You take a quick shower. They dry you off. They give you a massage about 10 minutes. Then they'll ask you with usually hand gestures, you know, do you want hand job, blow job, or FNS, I guess, like, you know, I can't say that word, but, you know, FNS and...
FNS on this show are two words you can't say.
Yeah. F is the sex, you mean?
Suck.
Yeah.
Oh the F-E and the S-E.
Yeah.
The F-E and the sucky.
Isn't it good?
Yeah, but here's the suck confuses because you said blowjob and then you said FNS, and to me the S would cover the B.
Yeah.
And the blowjob.
Yeah, here we go. Keep going. We got it.
All right.
Okay, and then...
is this the alphabet game?
Well, you can have sex.
Yeah, when I go there, I give them 100, and that covers it all. So they start off with the hand, do the BJ, then it's to finish you off with the F and S.
Wow.
For 100 bucks?
Or the F. For 100 bucks.
They finish you off with the F.
Right, exactly. So you're paying a total 150, you're out the door.
You got a tip.
But you only got a 10-minute massage. Isn't that like a ripoff?
Out the door.
There is the male-female
tax and license.
It goes for like an hour, so sometimes the girls will do like half an hour massage, and then they'll be like, okay, 30 minutes is cool for you to do whatever you want.
Can you go in with like a whole like mapped out thing of like, I want this for 15 minutes, and then this for 10 minutes, and then this for 15 minutes?
These girls don't know a lot of English, so they're just like, you know, they're just like robots, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that sounds exciting.
And then there's strip clubs that do the same thing with San Francisco and hookers, of course.
Great. Right, see, for guys, it's exciting to actually have sex with a robot, really. I mean, like, if we could invent a robot that really worked,
I wish I was you.
Yeah, it's a great life. It's a rich, rich life.
Men and women, different.
And I've been spending a whole lot of
I love Brooke's reaction. Like 50 minutes only for the massage? That's a real reaction.
Yeah. She wanted like a cuticle push before she got her stuff.
She wanted 58 minutes of massage and then it's other stuff at the end.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're spending a lot of money on this.
I am.
Mark, what was your sexual trauma in childhood? What happened?
The only thing I can come up with.
Got effed and assed. Yeah.
The only thing I can come up with was a neighbor who was a boy just like didn't touch me, but, like, wanted to kiss me and stuff like that. And I was young, and I didn't know.
No, that wouldn't be it. Were you physically abused?
No, I was just spanked, young, but no big deal.
True. Maybe runs a little hot.
There's nothing wrong with spanking.
Brooks, sidebar. Get that last comment.
Brooke got a good spank. No, give her a good spank.
That's what she's saying.
All right.
Then, anything else you want to tell us? Were you addicted to something more seriously than...
I smoked pot from, like, age 19 to 21.
What about the alcoholic?
I pretty much cold turkey on that one.
Did you go switch over to something else?
I started smoking cigarettes. But
No. Is that when the sex kicked in?
Okay, yeah. This is the part that I want to tell you because I don't know if there's any legal action you guys can take against me through, like, my phone number. I'm getting paranoid here, but, you know...
Go ahead.
Well, in the past, I've like masturbated in my car.
Oh.
But by myself, not with the hookers. So it's, you know, I'm getting off on some girls walking by, stuff like that.
Yeah, big deal.
What about the alcoholic dad? Did that have some effect on you? Was that pretty tough to deal with?
My dad bounced on us like when I was five.
Bounced on you?
Took off.
Yeah, he took off. Yeah, he left. He was in and out, always trying to, you know, get back with them, but he'd always flake.
All right, something missing in the story.
All right, but I'll tell you what's missing is another half hour you grilling this guy, idiot.
All right.
Who cares?
All right, listen.
He's got it.
If he wants to do something about it, essay. There you go.
Just go to the SA
program. There is help for this kind of thing. It's free. It's effective. Go ahead. You'll find that there's usually people find some very heavy feelings around shame and aggression that sort of emerge in their recovery. And
all right.
You know.
Just go to SA. Just open the phone book.
Get the sponsor.
Call the AA people. There you go. Is it hot in here, Drew?
Unbelievable.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Rachel?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
I have, like, a serious problem with masturbating. I do it, like, 4 or 5 times a day.
Uh-huh.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Well, does that happen
when
you're pregnant?
Me. Yeah.
You got horny, huh?
Yeah.
Last trimester or all the way?
All the way.
All the way across. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, hold on, Rachel.
She came out a month early just for that reason.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean just for that reason?
You could stimulate contraction.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. You think that's why? Really?
It's possible.
Sure. Right, let's,
you have a 3-year-old, right?
Mm-hmm. She just turned 3.
She's a dog. She's a girl.
Yes.
I like the razors, my own. Well,
your,
not as
your
my
ward,
own.
Your ward.
I'd like to keep an eye on her, see where she's at about 18. I get the feeling there's a pretty good gene pool here to draw from.
She's a cutie.
She's a looker, right?
She's pretty hot,
with the blonde hair.
3.
Mm-hmm. Well, not now. I'm talking about down the road.
Mm. I'm concerned. Dr. Drew, what do you have to say about that?
About, I'd be
that
call the police.
In my 3-year-old.
Of course.
I said when she was 18. You know how fast kids grow up these days. But here's my point. Yeah, you're pregnant about 3 or 4 years ago. You got very horny while you're pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just felt it kick on?
You know, it typically happens the third trimester. It happens to most people. First trimester, you're supposed to be vomiting. That may not happen. Second, it can go either way. It can shut down completely or be stimulated.
Yeah.
Third trimester, it's usually game on.
Look out.
That's God's great, one of his many jokes.
Yeah, really.
Exactly, because you've got the belly.
And they say that if you masturbate or engage in sex.
No. That won't hurt anything.
It's fine.
Yeah, but
not hurt anything. I didn't say hurt anything.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So if you masturbate or engage in sex, that it will speed things up a little?
No, it will not. That's my point.
Well, that's what Brooke just got done
saying. She was having preterm labor, and sometimes if you're in trouble and don't know it and are doing this kind of thing, that may give you trouble. It won't cause the trouble, but if you're already in trouble, it can make it worse.
Well, then in a certain sense, that can be construed as bringing it on a little bit. All right.
It would have happened anyway. It just wouldn't happen on that day.
All right. So if the kid was a preemie and had to be put in an incubator, it wouldn't be because you were diddling yourself too much.
it might have affected it a little bit.
There's an element of God punishing you for constant diddling, right?
The nurses, they keep talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Oh, they know. Oh, they know. All right. Brooke Burns is here from Dog Eat Dog, Tuesday nights,
thanks
NBC.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is fun.
Oh, it is our pleasure. We're going to take a break. I should mention that tomorrow night, Brooke Burns' arch nemesis, Brooke Burke, will be in here.
Shocker.
Second look, best looking chick on television, by the way.
But not so tomorrow night.
Not as nice as you. Although I'll be kissing her ass as well. We'll be back.
I'm sure you will.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brooke Burns is here from Dog Eat Dog, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. I just had the
thank you, sir.
The privilege of putting my headphones back on. I noticed they were sweaty from the last time I took them off. Just hold your ears for a second.
Just too much information.
Brooke, while I go on a quick minor tirade about the S bucket we work in, known as Westwood 2. It's not even 1. It is such a colossal bucket of crap, this place, from the horribly shoddy carpentry that mocks me, that openly mocks me up and down these halls. Horrible butt joints, no reveals on any of the casing. The hack, jackass, drunken son of a bitch who built this place. If he's not dead, I pray he's dead. The worst carpenter I've ever seen in my life, and then the worst studio I've ever worked in my life. It is always hot. There's nothing you can do. You can go in there and tell producer Ann or Anderson, do whatever you want about turning the air up in here. Impossible. It's been 9 years. It's always hot in here. It's whatever it is outside. Hey, if it's hot outside, it's hot in here. Not a goddamn thing anyone can do about it. It is technically impossible to take a room that is 12 foot by 9 foot and cool it somehow effectively.
Tell us how you really feel about it.
This place is such an asshole, and I'm so glad we're moving out of this crap bucket.
Woo!
Known as Westwood One, and I'm telling you, anybody who has a penny, I don't know, is Westwood One a publicly traded company? Put all your money into Westwood One, because they don't spend a goddamn penny on anything around here.
Dr. Drew, anger
such
management?
A piece of crap, this place. Sweating through the back of my shirt. There's nothing that can be done. Drew, how long have we been trying to get air conditioning going in here?
Again, today's Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. 9 years.
9 years. Okay, impossible, cannot be done. All right. So I'm sorry you had to endure that tirade. But
I'm exhausted.
I do it every time it gets hot, Drew, and it never gets old. Although Drew has never heard it before. We learned last time I did.
The only thing that's hot in here right now is your temper.
Yeah, baby. I'm steaming things up. Yeah.
I'd not heard you complain about being hot?
That's what you were saying. Yeah. But Drew, you're just passive aggressive. You disagree with things, you don't even know it. You gotta think about that. Last time I went on my heat tirade in here, you said you had never heard it before, and it's all I've been doing the last 9 years. All right. Unless it was something else, but Anderson's backed me up.
Something else?
No, it was that. All right, anyway, we're going to get out of this place, and I hope it burns. I hope it burns.
Or if it burns, you know who did it.
I hope it burns. Hey, listen, somebody burn it down. Put it out of its misery. This building is a deer that was hit by an 18-wheeler that's lying by the side of the road. Some good Samaritan, please come over and put a bullet in its goddamn head. Please, be humane. Put a bullet in the head of this dump. Ugh. All right, anyway, Brooke Burns going to be hosting the Miss Teen USA pageant coming up August 12th.
That's right, with Mario Lopez.
He's a dynamite individual. Where's that going to be?
You know Mario.
I know Mario. I saw him like a week ago.
Yeah,
Palm Springs? Yeah, that's what it's like in here. It'd be great. We can all sweat off 10 pounds and look good in a bathing suit. Miss Teen USA, did you do beauty pageants when you were a kid?
You know what? I didn't. Surprisingly enough, I grew up in Texas, in Dallas, and that was kind of a big thing. But I was a ballet dancer for 12 years, so I was preoccupied doing that. So I never really got into the pageant thing.
Eating disorder? Ever have eating?
No, thank God. I was young enough to be nicknamed Olive Oil because I had really big feet and knobby knees, and that was about it. But I was...
Yeah. Real awkward, all the guys. No one asked you the prom.
I was about a foot taller than everyone.
Yeah, guys hate that. But really, you were popular in high school, right?
You know, I didn't actually go to a proper high school. I did correspondence because I was traveling through Europe. I started modeling when I was 15.
Oh.
So I took it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no traditional high school for me.
How did you get into modeling? Friends signed you up for a modeling competition.
Close, but no cigar. No, my mom, I was in a skiing accident, and I tore my ACL, and so my dancing career was put on hold for a year, and I was really bored, and so my mom sent some pictures in, and I started doing little modeling jobs in Dallas, and then moved on to New York and Europe and did the whole kind
so
of tour.
So you basically left the house at 15.
Yeah, I had my parents come with me.
Oh, really?
Which was great. My dad or my mom,
one of the two.
Yeah, one of the two would come with me. And so I have great memories of spending like one-on-one time with them in Milan or Paris or wherever.
Sheesh.
And then I was 17 when I moved out on my own to New York.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Did your dad have a stroke?
Yeah, he was crying when he left. And I was like, bye, Dad!
See ya! Let me ask this. I mean, you're definitely... one of the most beautiful women on television, but don't they have any good-looking chicks in Europe that they can use? Like, they got to get 14-year-olds from Kentucky, you know, in Nebraska and stuff. Like, hey, don't you Frenchies got any hot 15-year-olds you could just down the street or something?
So funny.
Because you they always talk about, oh, the women in Europe are so beautiful, you know? Once you start using some of them. Well, what's going on? Like, what do all the teenagers in Europe do? They don't go to Nebraska to model, do they? Do we have some sort of model exchange program? Let's just find some good-looking hottie from Italy and say, use her.
Well, the way that you feel about European women, maybe they feel about us.
Well,
good old American woman.
I know. I guess maybe they're looking. Are they looking for blondes? And there's a shortage of blondes over there.
Not that there's a shortage. The Germans and the Italians like blondes. I had a hard time working in Paris. The whole Twiggy thing was kind of in. So they were like, if you cut off all your hair and dye it black, then maybe you'll work. Lose 15 pounds. I was like,
oh really?
I'm gonna starve here. Okay, moving on. Next country.
I don't know. It just seems like Europe's got some really good-looking people in it. It seems like that just draw from
we all mix and match. Maybe they send theirs over here.
Maybe those families won't let their kids do that stuff in Europe.
Good
true.
Point.
Wait a minute. That's
they
a
get
jab.
The really young
not
ones from here.
That's a jab at your family.
Because her family went with her.
It's
Drew tried
not
to cut your family
a jab
down.
To my family. My
Thank
family
you.
Was fantastic about being really supportive and
an
doing
attack.
It in a way.
That was a full frontal attack. That was assault.
I'm not offended. I actually
Drew
think that you're trying
family.
To totally stir the pot here.
Drew,
how dare
what
you.
Drew did was equivalent to taking an oar and going upside your dad's head with it. That's what he did. And he danced on the grave of every deceased relative with that comment.
Not possible. Not possible.
All right. I want you, Europe, to get your own hot chicks and we'll stop sending our 15-year-olds over. We need them here. They got to go to the 10th grade.
Actually, while I was in my modeling auditions, my mom was getting hit on by all the Italian men trying to go out, take her out for gelato and stuff. I had to come out and protect her. I was like, Mom, do not speak to them. She's like this really, you know, friendly Texan. I'm like, come on.
And then in Europe, you were in New York, you went when you were 17. Mm-hmm. You stay in one of those modeling houses?
No, I actually, by the time I was 17, I had enough money to get my own place. Woohoo! And, my parents couldn't keep up with me because, you know, there's a lot of traveling involved at that point because you're 2 weeks in Germany, 2 weeks in Africa, and two weeks here and there.
So 17, just living in Manhattan?
I was actually just 17 when I went to New York, and then...
Did you have a ward or something? Somebody to watch out for?
No, doorman. Doorman,
that's about it. How did your dad let that happen?
After a year and a half, I mean, because I started modeling when I was 15, they just couldn't keep up with me anymore. I had a little sister that they had to take care of back in Texas, and they traded off as long as they could and came out to visit and stuff like that. But I was working pretty solid by then, and they had been with me and seen that I really loved, you know, basically just the traveling that it afforded me, and I was making money, and I had a pretty good head on my shoulders for that age. But, you know, obviously they're very protective, and they went with me for as long as they could, so.
Yeah, well, same life. I mean, just replace modeling with carpet cleaning. It's the same. I traveled.
How was carpet cleaning in Europe?
Well, I didn't get out to Europe, but I went to Van Nuys, going to Glendale,
you
Eagle Rock area.
All the way to Edwards Air Force Base.
I did do some work out in Edwards Air Force Base, the Mojave Desert. Right. That was
And you were living on your own when you did this? No support from your family?
Yeah.
Well, you had your roommates.
My parents were concerned. I remember my stepmom telling my dad to kick me out of the house, and that pussy, of course, doing it. But, they're the same parents, same family.
They were not kicking you out of the house. They were kicking you out of the garage.
I was in the garage. Needed a place to park the car.
What'd you do with the...
My dad had a very expensive 79 Buick Regal. Of course, this was this would have been into the 80s, but,
Well, he gave you that hose bib to shower.
Yeah,
hose bib for shower. Yeah, same. And the neighbor's pool.
Same life. I'm not bitter. That's the important part.
And the popcorn tin to crap in.
That's the important part. I'm very and you know what? It never stops paying dividends for them when I
shower. Where did you pee? Pee outside? You pee in the bushes?
Yeah,
of course, out the window.
No, I didn't. There wasn't a window. It was a garage. It had a garage door. I lived in a garage that had the garage door.
So you'd lift up in the morning?
Well, no, it wasn't active. It had some, like, tar at the bottom of it, but it still had the springs in place and stuff.
Oh, that's nice. So
I was trying to figure out where you peed. Where did you pee?
Outside.
All right.
He had a popcorn tin to pee crap in.
That was a special occasion kind of thing, Drew. I don't like to brag about that.
Yeah, I can imagine why. But
same life.
Same life as Brooke, and she's impressed by your history.
Yeah.
Just as you are with hers.
We both traveled. We made money. We met amazing people. I worked with Everlast, the black guy from New York who's now in prison for Murder One, who had no driver's license, insists on driving the van out to Edwards Air Force Base.
Yeah, the guys who spoke tongues.
Born-again Christian gangbanger Mexicans who spoke in tongues with teardrop tattoos. I met them all. These are princes, nobility.
Oh, my God, I can't believe how similar we are.
We dined at the finest Taco Bells. We've had the same life. Joe?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yep.
What's up?
I had some polyurethane condoms, and I was curious if Dr. Drew knew of any, do you have any research on them compared to...
I don't know of any good research on them, but the prevailing wisdom is that they are as effective as latex. The sort of feeling is they're probably just as good.
Yeah, I was concerned because of the... label on the back.
Yeah, they don't know for sure, but the
feeling is just as good, or the feeling is as...
No, the feeling...
What kind of feeling?
The prevailing wisdom is it's as safe. It's as safe as the latex condom.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, what about sensation? Is it any better or worse?
Ask Joe.
Joe?
It supposedly transmits body heat. I never tried it. My girlfriend's too scared.
They're good because a lot of people have latex sensitivity and allergies, and you got that option. I didn't know Trojan made a I told the Trojan, but you should be promoting this. You make a polyurethane condom. It's a big deal. I didn't know that.
Well, why wouldn't a poly... I mean, why would... Look, if you could put a sandwich bag around your dork and not have it break or leak, keep...
Brooke doesn't want you to make the hand motions. When you
How else would you know what I was talking about, Drew, if I didn't
that's
do
it? That was the hand motion? Yeah.
What was it?
It was the okay sign.
That's sad.
Oh, baby doll. Now, I make up for it in oral sex. Yeah. Yeah. Now, a lot of guys brag about how good they do it. You know what I mean? For me...
No, I don't. Can you explain?
You asked for it.
I like to think of myself as number one receiver of oral sex. My technique for receiving is
second to none.
Wow.
We've had many women.
That is impressive. Yeah,
nobody gets oral like me. Nobody. And let me tell you this. Versatility. That's my middle name. I can do it while I'm watching TV.
Wow.
Or I can do it while I'm watching TV.
Wow. That's great.
And eating.
I can do it while I'm eating. I do it while I'm lying down. I do it while standing up. I do it on the sofa. I do it on the foot of the bed. I do it while I'm driving. Whatever. You know what I'm saying, Drew?
You're like every other man on the planet.
No. But they don't have
this. Oh, no?
Not like this.
They don't have
one.
It down like you?
Not the receiving part. Or I could use a little help on actually the giving part. Not bragging about that, but receiving, number one.
You put your time in, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to practice a lot when I was alone in high school.
How much time you put in?
Practice time?
Not receiving time.
Well, what I'm
not
doing,
interested in your receiving
time. What I'm doing
time.
Is I'm constantly drilling in my head, you know, mentally preparing. I'm going over.
Constantly.
Like, if you see a race car driver before, you know, a big.
He's running the track.
Yeah, he's running the track, and his mind's eyes closed. You know, I saw a thing on, like, Discovery Channel where they were talking about the Blue Angels and them doing their acrobatics and their F-16s, and all the guys just had their eyes closed, and they were focused.
Right.
They think about the maneuvers and stick movements and things like that.
Right.
That's what I do with the oral.
I can totally see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I get what I call an oral zone, the OZ, I call it.
And you said all the time, so are you in that zone right now?
No.
I'm never far from it.
You'd be completely impressed.
Yeah, I'm always.
Your eyes are open,
there.
So I'm thinking you're not really focused right now then.
Yeah, I'm about 50% focused on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
All right.
Oh, wait, we talked to Joe.
Oh, we talked to Joe? Yeah. Well, what's his problem?
That's it. He's fine.
All right, but what is up with those latex condoms?
What?
I mean, no, here's what I'm saying. You put a sandwich bag on over your penis,
we're back to the sandwich bag already?
Yeah. You strap it on, it doesn't break, and it doesn't leak.
Right.
A sandwich bag would stop semen from getting through
in
diseases.
I don't know that there aren't micropores. They're sort of, you know, tiny microscopic.
Can I just say from the receiving end, I'm really not turned on by the sandwich bag thing.
I use a Ziploc for you, baby. Not just a cheap twist tie.
You're so kind.
I would sport that, yeah. All right, Brooke Burns here. Yeah.
You're breaking it out tonight.
She's here tonight. voice change. I got excited. She is from Doggy Dog Tuesday nights, NBC, and also going to be hosting the Miss Teen USA pageant. That's on the, where the hell do I have that written down?
12th
of August.
That's right.
Coming from Palm Springs. So it'll be perfect there. It'll be about 170, 180 degrees there. You'll be there with the lovable Mario Lopez. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline.
Oh,
what?
That wasn't supposed to come out of my mouth. I realized I don't have the words to my song.
Oh, Drew needs to get the...
Turtle Call My Tardy, got him? My song.
Drew's song. Drew's rap song.
Oh.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Brooke Burns.
Yes, I do.
Would you shut up, Drew? Drew, do you have to say everything you think?
Unfortunately, it's not meant to happen. It does.
I know, but you're on the radio, and you're a doctor, for Christ's sake. It's not like you're a five-year-old watching TV or black guy at a movie theater. Just relax.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
All right. Brooke Burns, a beautiful Brooke Burns here tonight from Doggy Dog.
Oh, look at that. Applause and everything.
Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. NBC, and going to be hosting the Miss Teen USA pageant on August 12th. Is that on NBC, too?
Yes, it is.
All right. You guys...
Little network.
You guys tape it, like, the day before or something like that?
We're going to be down there from probably, like, the 9th to the 12th.
Yeah.
A couple of rehearsals and stuff, yeah.
Now, what is the age for a teen? Is it, like, 13 to 18 or something? That's it?
That's what I call teenagers.
The word teen is right there in those ages.
I know, but you don't see 13-year-olds winning the Miss Teen USA competition. It's usually a chick is like 16, isn't it? Do they have 13? I'm asking, do they have 13-year-olds?
Sounds like you know more than I do about it.
Well, Drew, didn't you do the judging for something?
That was Miss USA.
Oh, all right. Hey, they need any judges?
Sure, you want to come out?
Yeah.
Although, you know, you've already been complaining so much about the heat in here, I'd be a little bit afraid to be around you in Palm Springs, I think.
Oh.
I would only complain when I went outdoors, because I would be confident that the facilities would have air
conditioning indoors.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And also, when I travel, I have a manservant that fans me constantly, so it should be fine.
Okay.
He doesn't speak English, and he doesn't talk to anybody. You should know that.
All right.
Okay?
Why are you pointing
at me? Very discreet. Very discreet, he is. That's Oswaldo, Drew. You know him.
Oh, no, Oswaldo, sure.
Okay. So I come down there and maybe do some judging.
Perfect.
All right.
I'm a little concerned, again, after the 3-year-old comment that you were interested in my daughter, and now you're, like, interested in these 13 to 16-year-old
He might display his
beauty,
receiving technique,
girls.
Too. He might unveil the
Drew,
receiving
how
technique.
Dare you? How dare you? All right, Drew, what's up?
Here we go.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Rebecca, who's 17. Rebecca?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. My question was, well, I've done research on this before, and I've never really found anything. I'm curious to know, like, what exactly are the effects of, like, incest on a person?
How old
psychologically?
Were you? How old were you?
12. I don't really remember a whole lot.
12?
Who was it?
I remember there was this big thing with social services. And.
And who was it that did it to you?
My brother.
How old's your brother?
He's 3 years younger than me.
If you're younger,
there's a book on this. If you're really interested, it may be a little much for you to try to wade through.
I mean, I know there's like relationship problems as you get older. I mean, I know from listening to your show, there's things.
Right.
But I've done internet things, and I type in stuff, and all I would get is like incest fantasy sites.
Nice, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, there's two books that get into this in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of written for clinicians, so I don't know how much use it's going to be to you. One is called Healing Trauma. Lead author is Siegel.
What's the easiest one out of the two?
That's probably it. It's the easiest to understand.
Can you write that down, Rebecca?
I'm writing it. What was the Healing Trauma?
Siegel, Siegel.
Okay.
Hey, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
So you were 12 when this started?
Yeah.
And
I don't know. Like,
she doesn't really remember. She has no memory of all this stuff.
Yeah, I just...
But...
Like, 12, when I think when social services got involved, I was...
Right, it's probably going on since she was 6, in reality.
Or 8, I think. And I just remember 8 was a big age for me.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Your brother was 5 when you were 8?
So I don't think anything happened when I was 8, but he was 10 when I was 12. Let me
put a different spin on it. Dad was doing everything to everybody, and then
you think
brother
so?
Kicked in later.
Where was your dad?
He was home. He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything?
No.
What happened to your brother? Who abused him?
He has behavioral problems.
No, somebody almost surely sexually abused him when he was a kid.
Not that I know
but
of.
But Drew,
that's how that happened.
It happens 95% of the time, but what about a kid who's just...
Retarded.
Well, maybe not retarded, but just has severe
and ODD
behavioral
and
problems.
All that. But I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Usually, if they're going to be super sexual at a young age and they have no ability to contain these behaviors, it's a sort of mental retardation, really.
Really? Well, what's he doing now? Now, your brother's 14? What's he doing? He's how old?
15.
15. What's he doing? Running Westwood 1? Because he's overqualified, by the way. Yeah?
No, actually, he got arrested for sexual assault at a middle school.
Yeah. That's delightful.
And he
happened
to juvenile, and then he's in a behavioral home right now.
Okay, and your dad, what's your dad do for a living?
He's Army.
He's in the Army?
Yeah.
All right, so he can't be a bad guy. It's like being a cop. Can't be bad. And, all right, so here's the good news, Rebecca. You've been through a lot, and you got dealt kind of a bad hand. I mean, you just got born into a screwed-up family. It's not your fault.
Yeah.
And you've been through a lot. But you've weathered the storm, and now you want to get better, and you're asking all the right questions,
and
that's good.
You coming to an understanding of the principles around how this affects you is not going to make you better. If you want to get better, go get some treatment.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I don't know. It seems like my brother's always been the one for that, and then I've been this, I don't know, rock, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you need it, Rebecca.
Well, you're angry because you're the one who was victimized, but he's the one who keeps acting out, so all the attention goes to him.
Yeah.
But that attention, or that so-called attention, is really containing him. I'm sure he's not excited about it.
He's been away for about a year, and I've had a chance to like really talk to my mom. She still doesn't know all the details about it, but I don't know.
Get some help.
I was just curious because, I mean, I know there's problems, and I was just curious what I have looked
just
forward to.
Look, here's what you have to look forward to, a good, healthy life and healthy relationships
right.
if you do the work
right.
that you need to do starting now.
Short of that, you're going to have difficulty regulating your feelings, having good self-esteem, having safe relationships. You're going to choose people that tend to victimize you. You got to have a real relationship with a therapeutic setting before that stuff gets sort of sorted out.
All right, but good times.
Good times, yeah.
Michelle?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yeah.
Brooke Burns going to be doing the Miss Teen USA pageant, by the way. She gave me a note, let me say that.
Yeah, right.
She wrote down, too much talk of incest. We got to start plugging the Miss USA competition.
Yeah.
Teen USA.
No, she said doggy dog.
Doggy, doggy dog. Oh, that's right, God. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michelle.
Make me sound so cold.
Well, I was wondering if it's normal to lose your sex drive after you have children.
After pregnancy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we should take a break, but yeah. Brooke, who has a three-year-old, who I will raise in my own.
Good to know I have help now. You know, I'm going to totally call you up on that one.
Oh, listen, I'm handy. Uh-huh. I love the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm great. I watch TiVo and drink. And a lot. Here's the kind
TV.
Of parenting I'm doing. Watch, here's
the
kind of good parenting. I'm making the TiVo noises. Uh-huh. I'm drinking. Hey, get away from that! All right. And
I hope you're TiVoing Clifford the Big Red Dog or Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, that's me.
No?
All right, Michelle,
no.
We will answer that question.
No, I got tapes. I got videos. I'm going to let videos raise my kids.
After
like
the break.
Drew.
Yeah.
All right, take a quick break. Yeah. Brooke Burns here. We'll get to the whole parenting thing after this. Love Line, Fast Grown Outlaw Radio, North America. Yeah. I'd say Brooke Burns is here tonight. This close to trap and trial. What do you say, Drew?
Yeah. I'll do it. He'll do it.
I'll do it, man. I'll tell you, I'm a wild man. I'd say this Brooke Burns. Hot, hot, hot.
Ow.
Doggy
Ow.
Dog. Let me tell you what. I tell you, that's a show, boy. I watch that show at all. Got them gals jumping in the tank. This close to dropping trowel, Drew. I tell you,
don't.
I'll drop trowel.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't make him.
Drop a wild man. Drew Nelson will do it, right, buddy?
He's a wild man. He'll do it. He'll do it.
Drew.
Oh, my
stop
God.
Him.
I'm so afraid
stop
right now.
Drop trowel.
He'll do it.
I have threatened to drop trowel numerous times. Have I not, Drew?
And,
even
yeah.
though you've actually never seen me drop trowel.
Get me out of here.
Drop and drop. He's swabbing. Nah. Block the door. She's not going anywhere. Hot. Brooke Burns. Miss Teen USA pageant. August 12th. Hot. By the young teenager. I'll tell you what. I'll be in charge of the hymen judging competition. I'll drop trial. I'll tell you what. Yeah. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, Palm Springs. How that hot?
I'm
yeah,
horrified.
Brooke doesn't know you well enough to know that you're doing a parody.
Oh, come on, baby, I'm just screwing around. I love the kids.
Okay,
let's all just get our focus.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Drew, who'd be a really pedophile? I'm last on your pedophile list, am I not?
Yes, you're sort of.
I'm on the sofa waiting to die every
mostly,
night.
Yes, you're more so worried about the next heartbeat with you.
Yeah, like I would like to do a lot of this criminal behavior, but I just don't have the energy.
It's the only reason the receiving issue is viable for you because you sit and receive.
Right, I'm actually a receiver.
You know, if you maintain your blood pressure.
Right. So I'm too lazy. I'm too lazy to violate anybody.
I got that.
You see? So you're perfect. Your kids are safe. You're safe.
I know, it's the blonde thing.
No, I mean I'm all right with blondes, but Drew, that is right in his sweet spot. You know what I mean? I mean, he just loves blondes. I mean, he's such a passionate man. I mean, it's difficult. It's difficult for him. he's a passionate man. I've said that before. Michelle?
I'm sure his wife appreciates
yes.
it.
Well, she's blonde, so she's lucky. She's the
I'm
recipient of his unyielding passion.
And she.
Although she kicks his ass all over the place. Michelle?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if you ever get your sex drive back after you have children.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about it, bro?
22. 22. Is it
two
gone?
Kids.
Like,
two kids.
Completely? Oh, two kids?
Yeah.
Well, Dad, did you...
It was completely gone after the first.
Oh.
It's actually very common, even at young age.
Really?
Yeah.
When does it come back?
Well, usually within the first year. Did you have any depression?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you treated for that?
Yeah.
Are you on medication now?
Not right now, but I was.
What were you taking?
Prozac.
All right, so Prozac will really shut your libido down. So that,
oh, yeah.
That may have had you...
ruined it.
Yeah, that may have had you quite shut down. Some gynecologists will put people on the birth control pill of where it's trying to stabilize the hormonal environment and give you something back. And women are very sensitive to the biological environment. Not a lot is made of this, but tremendously sensitive. And after pregnancy, you've been exposed to huge doses of progesterone and even massive changes in your biology.
All over the map.
And then let down afterwards, and that's where some of the depressions come from. But also there can be changes in your sex drive. And
uh-oh. I heard a smoke detector battery.
Yes.
Did I hear a smoke detector
Michelle?
Battery? Low battery chirp?
Michelle?
Yeah?
We heard it.
Heard what?
Do you have a smoke detector with a low battery?
Brooke is confused.
No.
Yes, you do.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I think the phone's going to die. You're right.
You got two low batteries.
I do.
We're going to try to keep you on long enough to hear that chirp again.
Thanks.
Do you have a smoke detector in your house?
Well, I'm not in the house. I'm in the car.
You're in the car?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We both heard it. Yeah.
Nah, we're sensitive.
That's the low battery thing, I guess.
Oh,
yeah,
dying.
It's low
She's
battery.
Dying. Talk, people, talk.
All right, so listen. How's your husband? You have a husband?
Yeah, he's hating it.
Yeah, but how are you feeling about him?
Is he helping?
You love him.
The relationship is good.
The relationship's good. It kind of sucks because I never want to put out.
Right. But how about kickstarting yourself by just putting out anyway?
Well, I think it's hard, too, because I gained a lot of weight, so I don't feel as...
Yeah.
Sexy.
Wait,
he doesn't care.
He's
right?
into you. He's into you. We understand. You don't feel
it. He doesn't care. He says he doesn't care. It doesn't bother
me. I know. This is crazy. Women do this all the time. It's like they decide we're not into them because they put on some weight or done something. We'll decide when we're not into you.
I know.
Actually, I mean, I'll decide and then I'll tell him.
Tell everybody. Yeah.
Right.
But it's just gross. I feel bad for him.
Well, then lose the weight then.
The feeling bad for him
is where you should feel bad for him.
Oh, yeah. But listen.
He's been punished twice. Got to look at a fat ass he can't get to.
I know. It sucks.
It's horrible.
I know.
Thanks.
All right, Michelle, look.
Talk to your gynecologist.
Sometimes something as simple as going on the birth control pill will get things started again. And certainly stay off the serotonin reuptake inhibiting medication. Those are the ones that...
And work out.
Really should.
It'll make you
work
feel better
out
about yourself,
out,
raise emotionally some of those, and physically.
Change the level
That's
of circulating
right.
hormones. Of the medicines that are sort of okay for sex drive, Cerazone, Remeron, Wellbutrin, and maybe Lexapro.
What do you do, Brooke? What do you do to keep in that fantastic shape you're in?
I always like to say that I have a trainer, but she's 2.5 feet tall. So having a 3-year-old and doing it on
your own
keeps you in great shape because you're constantly running, squatting, lifting.
That's right. See?
Chasing.
It's true. No, you just look like you look then, right?
No. I mean, I do a lot of stuff.
You do?
Like swimming, dancing, you know, still and that kind of thing. I find for women or for me, I don't like using any kind of weight over like a 5-pound weight for me because I like to stay with the whole long and lean thing as opposed to things that are hard on your joints or getting too bulky, especially being on television and stuff. So
yeah. Tell you what's hard on the joint is watching that dog eat dog. I'm looking at Brooke and I'm skimpy outfit.
Yeah.
Trap. Yeah, hard on the joint.
Full circle.
Yeah. All right. So you're really, you're active. You're an active person.
Absolutely, for sure.
Yeah, but your shape has not changed much in the last 10 years, has it?
No, not a lot.
All right. See, there you go, everybody.
So she should do a video.
You're not going to put out one of those crappy videos, are you? Do people want you to put out a video?
Would you like me to put out a video?
I would, yes. Personal video.
But it should say, here's my genetic...
I'd like you to put out...
It's not fair. Being young and having a child and then obviously, you know, genetically, it's...
Yeah.
That's a hard thing.
That's the video. There it is.
There it is. You're a very attractive person.
That's not a fair video.
It's not about putting... slices of cucumber over your eyes when you go to bed or lifting bleach jugs filled with water, right? Mm. No, nonsense. You're hot because that's the way God did it. And other women, God punished. He punishes those. Maybe they're evil. Maybe their parents did something wrong. Other women were punished.
You know what
you
I
were
found?
Blessed.
I
you
found
were blessed.
That the happier you are in life, and that means across the board, emotionally and spiritually and everything, and the more you get out there and just enjoy life, your body will actually come to a place that it's happy being, and it'll stabilize.
That's going
to
be a nice BS for the front of the video. When we go on the tour, that's the kind of BS I want to hear when we go out and plug the video.
But it's true. The people who obsess about it, I've been around dancers all my life, models, actors. These are all women who
don't have the same genetic
struggle.
Endowment and have to struggle. There you go.
Right. No, it's true. It is true that when people are sort of... you know, I always just call it have a puss on, but when people are sort of in a general, some people are in a perpetual state of dissatisfaction,
sure.
and they start looking physically like they just
obsess over everything.
You know what they look like? They look like when you take a swig out of something in the refrigerator, you think it's iced tea and it's buttermilk, and you got that you got that face on. They walk around that way, marginally less attractive, but you could think horrible, horrible thoughts, like just vile, racist, horrible thoughts all day, and you'd still be hot. That's what I'm saying. Drew, are you with me?
Am I supposed to say thank you at this
yes.
point? Okay, thank
yes.
you.
You just say, yes, sir. I understand.
Yes, sir. I understand.
I understand what you're saying.
But still, a video wouldn't be bad. Just one. Just one. Jessica?
Hey, what's up?
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who's the guest that's on?
Brooke Burns. Dog Eat Dog.
Oh, okay.
Not to be confused
with... Because I haven't been listening, but I was just curious because I've been on the phone.
All right. Same last name?
What?
Is that what you said?
No, she said she hasn't been listening, but she's been on the phone. Hey, Jessica.
Yes.
No, it's because she's listening somewhere where she's hearing last night's show.
You're hearing last night's show.
She's been on the phone for a couple of minutes here and couldn't figure out.
Oh, she's only been on hold for a few
minutes.
Yeah,
you were about to punish her.
I was about to punish her for insolence.
Yeah. Oh,
that's to protect you, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
I thought she was cracking wise.
I feel very safe.
Yeah, you ever see Dog Eat Dog?
Please don't punish me if I say no.
You've not seen those show where those idiots who look good in bathing suits are dunked in tanks?
I have no time to watch TV.
Why? What are
college.
You doing?
Where are you in college?
I don't want to say.
What city are you in? Boston?
BU.
BU. Okay.
All right. So.
I came within inches of going to medical school there.
Oh, who cares? Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, my question is, why do I get so horny, like, right before my period? Like, I right before my period.
She's from Long Island, though.
Where are you from? Well, she could
I'm
be
from
Minnesota.
Boston.
Yeah, okay. She sounds like it. All right, why is this, Drew?
High levels of progesterone circulate around then.
I mean, like, wicked.
Yeah, wicked, okay. Wicked horny. Okay,
all right, we know you're from Boston.
Yeah. New England, anyway.
Yeah.
Jessica, and some women have an increase in their sex drive with the androgenic effects of progesterone. It has a testosterone-like effect.
Really?
For some women, it completely shuts them down, shuts them off. This is the great... Men do not have this sort of diversity of response to their sex hormones. It's one direction. It's just the volumes up or down.
Right.
In women, there's all these differences of response. And some women, for instance, if you were to take the progesterone shot...
Yeah.
You know, the Depo Provera, you'd probably be kind of horny all the time. And some women take that shot and they're depressed and shut down the entire time.
Does it depend on, like, what kind of person you are? Like,
no.
I think I'm a very sexual person.
Well, so you become more sexual.
Like, even before I had sex, like, I was just, I just know.
All right, so you get a little whipped up around your period. That's a fine double-edged sword for your man.
It's interesting. I don't know of any evidence to support that, but yeah, I would think that women that responded to androgens would be sort of more masculine-like in their sexual orientation.
Okay.
All right. You have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
He does. And you do.
Does he
mind having sex with you around the period?
We get it on,
You get it on?
We get it on.
I see. Yeah.
How's that working again?
I have another question.
Yeah?
Okay. Also, can you tell I'm, like, on my period?
Can we tell now?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you seem bloated. Yeah, your ankles are swollen.
About that.
Yeah?
My breasts, like, get really swollen, you know? Like, around my period.
Right.
Yeah. Like, really big, and I like it a lot. I was wondering, like, if there's, like, a pill, like, you can...
Yes, again, being on a birth control pill sometimes, it depends on the mix of the hormones.
Like, your breasts don't get enlarged around your period?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine get, like, really swollen.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
All right, I don't know if it's just beat off or vomit. I'm not sure what to do.
Bouncy.
I'd have to take a look at you, Jessica.
Aww.
That Bostonian accent is unattractive, though. I got to say. Yeah, it's horrible.
What is?
The Bostonian dialect.
Oh, my God, you're so cruel. Well,
that's all right. She's got a guy. She's getting sex. She's all swollen.
Hey, I am not ugly.
No. Well, you're hot, right?
No, I'm ugly.
Are you? Hold on.
You changed your mind pretty fast there.
You know what I've realized? I'm putting a theory together about people, and it took me a while to realize that almost everyone from not so much New England but Boston are wise asses. I put it together because I've been exposed to a lot of these guys recently, and I remember It all dawned on me a few years ago when the Rams were playing New England in the Super Bowl, and I was out in New Orleans, and as we know, New England had their sort of miraculous victory, and as I was walking around seeing all the guys that were celebrating, all the Bostonian guys and New Englanders who were celebrating, they were much more interested in finding out who the Rams fans
so
were and punishing them.
Right.
They had no real interest in the actual celebration
winning,
part. It was more about seeking out guys, finding
punishing
out
the
if they were into the Rams and attempting to punish them. And then I started thinking about I've met a lot of new guys from this part of the world, and I've realized they're smarter than other people, which makes them dangerous. It really is.
They are smarter, or they think they're smarter.
No, they're actually smarter. I mean, when you're dealing like when you're working in the blue collar world and you're out here in Los Angeles, you're dealing with just guys who have sawdust in their head. Yeah. I mean, you're dealing with some of the stupidest guys in the world. I've worked with them my whole life.
Large generalization.
Nah,
like,
they're
is
all
like
dumb.
An East Coast, West Coast thing.
Well, he's worked with all of them.
I've worked with all of them. They're just the stupidest guys you ever want to meet. They just really are. The Bostonian blue-collar guys, they're a little bit smarter. And they all have a little bit of a F-with you gene that's in them. They like the jab. Well, they like the spar verbally.
I went to school in New England, and I noticed that you could talk to a guy who was a homeless person, and he will have read the paper.
Hmm.
He'll have an opinion about what's going on in the world that day.
Wow.
And you can't find that person in Los Angeles.
No.
It doesn't exist.
No, Los Angeles.
Why is it?
Well,
it's just the culture.
It's a combination. But if you know, you're not going to have a conversation with the guy who's parking your car, washing your car, or building your house.
Out there you can.
There you have.
In fact, they insist on it. They come at you.
Yeah. Anyway, but they're a-holes, most of them. It's the problem. They use their intellectual power
for evil.
For evil. That's what they do. That's it. And she was, and the women don't normally have this in spades like the guys do, but that was a Bostonian chick who liked the, they're a little bit, they got a little bit of a sailor mouth, and they like that, like to spar verbally, mm-hmm. or spas they would say verbally.
So where do the Texans fall into this whole little?
They're just sort of
big
nice.
Hair.
But they're no, I would say you got simpler, more attractive,
more social.
And not looking for an angle. Here's the deal. The East Coast, when they meet a new person and they size them up,
they're looking for an
opening.
Right.
They're looking for an angle. Looking for something.
I would say that is true.
Now, the people that I've met from more the middle of the country and Texas especially, they're just more, they're not looking, they're looking for an angle, but sort of a happy angle. You know, they want to know, what do? You know, I put on siding. Oh, that sounds nice. You know,
that sounds barbecue.
Yeah.
Want to come over and hang out?
Yeah, whereas a Boston guy's like, yeah, how about you side your Vega you pulled up in your putts, and they just start abusing you immediately. Yeah, see,
and
Texas
the West Coast
nice.
Californian?
West Coast is a tough mix because you got a lot of Hispanics here who are just sort of they're not interested in anything. They got their own culture, you know.
They work.
Oh, they just work. Yeah, but they don't.
Hard.
No, they work hard and they're not really. They don't want to join. They don't want to ask you what went on. They don't want to talk current events. You know, they're busy working hard. Yeah, yeah. You got your whole sort of mishmash Asian thing in there, which is the same thing with the Spanish. They're just working hard. They're just Korean, Vietnamese. They're just doing their own thing. I mean, look at it this way: you live in Los Angeles. You don't talk to anybody because there's a language barrier oftentimes. And this is not racist at all. But you pull into the mini market, you're not chatting. With the 45-year-old Korean woman behind the counter about what the hell's going on.
Because I'm Texan.
She, oftentimes, there's a...
Well, the reason she ever answered you is she understands.
No, exactly. Oh, thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah. the guy who parks your car you're not talking to. You're not talking to many of the people you come across in Los Angeles. And then the ones that you do can talk, usually just the top 2 or 3% of a-holes from around the country have come over here to do something. So they're very much into whatever they're doing. They don't have time.
Hmm.
So this is a horrible place to live socially. Socially bad. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I think that sounds like a personal problem.
Oh, no. Everyone loves me. I love everyone. Right, Drew?
Yeah.
Look at us. We're getting along. We're thick as thieves.
Exactly.
We never met before.
I don't hear what you're complaining about. It's socially a bad place to live. What are you talking about?
Once in a while, a jewel like you comes out from Texas and sheds a little light on the dreary landscape here.
Thanks for caressing my ego more.
Yeah.
So, Jessica, you done with us?
Oh, am I done with her? Yeah.
Jessica's like, what are you guys talking about?
You know what?
I'm a little offended.
Yeah, but you know I'm right.
No, I'm a very social person. I'm a little feisty, but
yeah, that's all. Hey, listen,
you made it by
feisty's good. Don't let it make you feel bad about being feisty.
He meant it as a compliment, I think.
Yeah.
No, the guys.
Sure, he did. The whole a-hole thing, that's totally complimentary.
No, the guys, that's like.
I think if you met me, you'd like me.
All right.
All right,
especially if you're around your period.
Oh, my God, you got to give in. Good for you, girl. Stick up for yourself.
All right, baby doll. Who cares what she has to say? We got to go to break. Should we take another call?
Yeah, not for break. It's a good time.
We'll do a sell.
No,
Melissa?
No.
Yes.
Quiet. You're 20?
Yes.
Your boyfriend told you he's bi?
Yeah, just a week ago, we were just laying in bed one night, and he was just like, okay, I have to tell you something, and he told me that he's bi.
Okay.
He actually slept with my ex-boyfriend while I was still with him.
All right, this is perfect. This is good radio. Yeah,
he's not saying bye. He's saying bye-bye.
He's saying bye-bye to straight and hello homo.
Yeah.
That's what the bye is. Yeah. I will explain that in many, many, many more things. Brooke Burns. Here tonight from Dog Eat Dog at Tuesday nights, NBC, and then Miss Teen USA pageant, which is on the 13th of August, coming from Palm Springs, the 12th, yeah.
That was close.
Yeah, it's very close. Except for it's after, which is bad.
You're doing the best.
Yeah.
You're doing the best you can.
I'm working.
I'm here to support you.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't believe in reading. A lot of hosts would look at something right now. Brooke Burns.
Excuse me. I'd just like to point out right now, after being trashed by you,
yes,
that our entire show is ad-lib. There's no teleprompter or writer. Thank you very much.
Your show,
A lot of hosts would look at something right now.
You.
Oh, not me.
About you.
Uh-huh. All right. I'm listening.
Brooke Burke is coming in tomorrow night.
He's such a bastard.
The number one hottest chick on TV.
Now she got you.
Number
look,
one.
Look, I'm number gone. One. I'm gone.
All right, we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Brooke Burns is here tonight from Dog Eat Dog.
Howdy.
8 o'clock, NBC Tuesday nights, and also going to be hosting the Miss Teen USA pageant on August 12th in Palm Springs. We got a call we got to get to. I got to go on a quick jag here, Drew.
Remember what happened last time, bro?
Okay.
No,
hold on. Let me just get out of the table.
No,
it's a little scary to be around, isn't it? Isn't it scary?
Well, if Brooke gets on a table, I can demonstrate my receiving posture. Yes, finally, we're getting somewhere. Took her an hour to get the hint. No. How dare you, Drew? Here's what happened, and I got to figure out something to do because I got to do something here. I got a house that I don't live in. It's known as the party house, and a friend of mine, Daniel Kellison, executive producer of the Man Show and now of late night Jimmy Kimmel Live show. He stayed there.
I had a blast, by the way, doing Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, you did?
That was a really fun show, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, it was a good time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's live and it's fun. And I think, I don't want to digress too much here, but I think sometimes people get scared to go on a show like that. They think Jimmy's going to snipe at them or you know, it's live, anything could happen. Sometimes celebrities think they're going to get ambushed or something. It's a good time. It's fast.
Paranoia.
It's fun. Jimmy's a great guy.
Oh, gosh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's more fun that way.
I wish more celebrities would get that big fat stick out of their ass and just loosen up a little and just go on a show and have a good time instead of getting a bunch of softball questions lobbed at them on tape. All right, but anyway.
Moving right
along. Daniel moves into the party house for about 6 months. Maybe.
When?
Well, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago.
He
lives
now.
In New York. He came out here. We're doing the Man Show, and I said, just go ahead and stay at the party house.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He stays there. He orders the Major League Baseball package from DirecTV. Okay, fine, jackass. It's like $180, right? So he orders it up. He watches that. Daniel's not the, you know, he likes to leave the pool light on all day and all night and stuff like that. He's just one of these guys, you know. Very meticulous about his stuff. Doesn't seem to notice your crap. But that's
another
story.
Is he putting
the
bill for all of this? Of course
not. Not really. I think eventually he started paying utilities, perhaps.
That's not.
But
no.
I'm not so sure about that. And he did, I think he did pay for the Major League package, which he ordered. But here's the deal. He then moved out.
Didn't change it.
a year and a half ago to 2 years ago. They sign you up for the major league package
for life.
For life after right. this, which to me seems like a strange thing to do in a sense that if you order something, like if you ordered a pay-per-view movie, you wouldn't get they wouldn't charge you for that same pay-per-view movie for eternity,
this
would
is like,
they?
This is like joining a gym. To get out of it, the contract, you got to go to Washington.
Yeah, they don't. DirecTV does all those great commercials about how great they are. Does not inform you that once you sign up for something, they just keep raping your credit card from that point on for the rest of your life. So it was brought to my attention a full, like, 2 years later that I'd had the Major League Baseball package in a house I never went to, except for to play basketball at. I've not turned on the TV over there in 2 years. I had no idea that I had this thing that I've been paying.
Oops.
Is he still your friend?
Ironically, yes. So here's
I'm thinking,
the point.
You know, cash with interest, right?
No, he's not going to give me a penny. But here's the point.
It's $5,000.
I called. I had my people call him up today, and here's
your
where
people.
I got
Daniel or DirecTV.
How good of a friend is this? He's a really good friend of yours, and you're having your people call him?
No, he didn't call him. They called DirecTV, and they said,
right.
Hey, you know, it's ironically, it's the All-Star break here. How about canceling the thing and forget about whatever the payments are? No, you already bought this season, is their thing. Now, mark my words.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get money back. I will go on a warpath with these people. I will bring them down. I understand the part about last season and them not being notified, even though that's BS that they do that. But the part about me not being able to bow out
right
of
now,
this season.
You're already saying.
Drew, you know who I am.
I know you
Believe
are, but
me, there will be
know,
a battle.
I know that you hate contracts and when you know contracts that don't make
I
sense.
I never
you
signed
hate.
A thing. I never did a thing.
I know.
Nobody
wow.
should. I never even knew this was going on.
Yeah, that's...
Really? And I don't know if there's pay... And what do you mean contracts? No one signed anything. I never signed anything.
Right.
I wish there
Maybe
was.
When you first sign up with the DirecTV, there was some sort of agreement that once you pay, you pay. That's, yeah.
Listen.
Who knows? You may have not known it.
But listen.
That's what
bogus,
sucks about our
Listen,
about our
bogus contracts aren't worth anything. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Okay.
Contracts get... Listen. Brooke, if we got married... Yeah. We could get married.
I'm sorry. I'm speechless.
If we got married, I could draw up a prenup that said, you know, if we broke up,
right.
I would give her nothing.
Right.
I would get full custody of the kid. I would have like sodomy visitation once a month with no conversation. We'd do it through the mail slot. I could do all that. I'd do all that. Write that down.
Got it.
Start drafting it. Write that down.
Oh, my
now,
God.
You could sign this.
Gee,
what's in it for me? You could sign this. Well, hold on.
Let me get to marry Adam.
You get to marry me. No, you could sign this, and then we could break up 6 months from now, and I could go, we have a contract, and it would be worthless. Your lawyer could just go take that to court and throw it all out. Wouldn't be any good. Why? Because it's not reasonable. You know what I'm saying?
Also because people have had success at doing that, but you don't know if there's been success at taking apart these.
I'm going to take down DirecTV if I don't. And now I don't know. I'm not asking for money back. I would like to stop paying on something that I never wanted and don't utilize at all. That's all I'm saying.
That sounds kind of reasonable.
It is reasonable.
Well, here's the point.
It doesn't mean anything, but
you people better hope this works out. Because this, I will become like Lenny Bruce reading the court transcripts at the end of my career before I OD. This show will become my platform for this. That's a bit. We'll take no calls, and I will be one man. I'll be Norma Ray. I will launch a one-woman campaign. I will take down DirecTV single-handedly. Thank you. All right, now, we're going to speak to Melissa.
Bye-bye, boyfriend.
Oh, right. Yeah, boyfriend's bye.
Yes.
Rolled over in bed and told you it was bye just the other night.
Right.
Was he like a candles and incense and good dresser and worried about his hair kind of person?
No, actually he's not. Like, I mean, he
does he have a good body?
But like,
all the ones with good bodies are gay.
No idea at all.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sucks. Yep. Yeah. What's that, Melissa? Sorry.
Like, I had no idea about any of this, and he was telling me that, like, when me and my ex-boyfriend were together, they just, like, had some drunken night. I guess he didn't even know me or whatever, but...
Well, wait a minute.
Alcohol made me do it.
Yeah, no.
No way.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't exist in men.
No.
Not unless they're gay.
Right. Unless they're gay or don't want to believe they're gay and whatever.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's in the past. Like, you know...
No.
My ex-boyfriend, like, I don't care. But,
Oh, wait, there's... Was your ex-boyfriend?
No, my boyfriend now.
Was with your ex-boyfriend sexually?
Right.
While you guys were together?
No.
When me and my ex-boyfriend were together.
When you and your ex-boyfriend were together, but your current boyfriend wasn't your boyfriend at that time?
No.
She hangs out with...
Ah, so you're just a fag
just
hag.
Like passing you around. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Well,
passing you around like hepatitis C.
But, okay, so, like...
Oh,
now we
God.
Know the guy's gay, for sure, now. Because you're attracted to him. That's
from
how it
one
works.
Gay guy to the next, basically. So right. This is not like a one-time thing. So now you've been with, like...
Well, I didn't know about either of them.
Well, right, I should hope not.
You didn't know, but you knew. you know, like an Indian knows when it's time to die.
You know what I mean? Have you been with other boyfriends who turned out to be homosexual?
No.
Have you had other boyfriends than these two guys?
Huh? Yeah, of course I have.
All right. Well, you're 20. Maybe you only had two boyfriends. Yeah. Where's your dad? Do you love him?
Well, actually, my real dad died, like, when I was really, really little.
You know what's really weird? Okay, here's what I got. When she started telling me her last two boyfriends turned out to be, I immediately got intimacy issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like being attracted to gay guys is like starting relationships with
guys
in prison.
They're really sensitive.
No,
right.
You can't have a relationship. Right. Like, women who are attracted to men who are in prison have intimacy issues. They don't want to be in a relationship.
There's
the guy's
wrong
in
with
prison.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. I knew, I said, her dad's gone.
Right.
Her dad
died.
Now she can't take the intimacy now.
What happened with this? I bet there was something with the second dad. Stepdad?
Yeah.
What happened with him?
He actually committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
how old were you
God.
When that happened?
3 months old.
You were 3 months old when... No, your stepdad.
Your stepdad.
Oh, my stepdad?
Yeah.
My parents got divorced when I was like 9.
Why?
I don't know. Because they were having problems. My dad was like really mentally manipulative and stuff.
All right.
Do you still have a relationship with him?
Huh? Kind of. Not a great one.
All right. So your biological father died or killed himself, and your stepfather is a horrible guy.
Right.
All right. So you have serious intimacy issues with men.
Men that were reminded you of these guys, you'd sort of shy away from.
I would think any man that was capable of having a serious, regular relationship would shy away from even without knowing.
It's too
it.
Dangerous.
All right?
Okay.
So there's your issue.
All right. Well, that's not my question. Like, my question is, like, is that going to cause any, like, health problems for me? Because he's not, like, I mean, he knows that if he's with me, he's with me and that's it, you know? And... Yeah. If he ever cheats on me with a man or a woman or whatever, it's over. It's done. I'm not going to
deal with that. All right, so what are you worried about then? What are you worried about then?
Well, I'm also wondering, like, if it's...
A drunken night.
I'm also wondering if it's possible to have, like, a healthy relationship with him.
No. Not unless you have serious intimacy issues, which you have, so you just have sort of a half relationship with a guy who's half gay. Hey, that was pretty heavy. We normally get that kind of silence. I'm about this close to dropping
All right. Melissa, there's a little
bit
wrong here.
She got a thousand issues.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's kind of dissect it a little bit here.
No.
We're suspicious that he may be putting you on notice that he is going to be acting out with gay men.
I would assume,
and then obviously you're going to be potentially in harm's way with that. And obviously the relationship, you know, you can't go on as you see it. But it seems like you have a real thing where you need to be around safe men, right? Super safe.
All right. What are you doing? We're done. Okay, let me just put it in a nutshell here. Melissa's angry. She should be. Her one dad killed himself. Stepdad was a prick.
Yeah.
She's got nothing to go off of except for destructive, angry guys her whole life. She's hooking up with safe guys. She's sort of angry and having intimacy problems. And so, Melissa... This is all this part about, you know, he knows he's gone if he does this or that. First off, just dump the guy.
That's BS.
Dump him. If you want a real boyfriend, he's not the guy. He's the bi guy. And two, seek a little therapy for all the issues and all the things you've been through in your life. All right. There you go.
Here's the thing, Melissa. When we as men give you an answer and you're like, well, that's not the answer. Okay. That's the anger. That's the stuff
you're talking about. her silence was a silent agreement with what we said.
That was aggressive. Sorry.
Oh, no, that's, you're right. I'm pissed off, but you're right.
She doesn't want me told to break up with a
woman.
That's weird in and of itself.
I feel sorry for Melissa.
Once you know
she's been
that about somebody,
lot.
You know?
What's that?
What can you do?
About being bi?
But move on.
Yeah. And listen,
if you want to have a healthy relationship.
Anytime a guy says he's bi, he's just saying he's going to cheat. I agree. Or a girl. Anytime you announce you're bi, you wouldn't have to announce that unless you wanted to get along with someone else or you're putting someone on notice about that.
Oof.
Yeah, that's heavy, man. Tell you what. Takes all kinds, though. You know what I mean? Takes all kinds.
Whatever happened to follow the bouncing ball? It's another thing we lost in the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, when we sing along?
Yeah.
What happened to Drew rapping, by the way? Drew's done no rapping tonight.
Oh, I want Brooke to sing along with this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to hear you rap.
Drew. Yeah, get a little of your rap on.
I want to hear this. Come on, boy.
Yeah.
Out with it.
That's where he really shines.
I'm still practicing, so I can only kind of go along with it. I can't really get my groove on.
Don't be
from
shy.
Your gut.
I can't do it yet. I don't have the words yet. Really.
Right. So,
especially the It's All Kizza. I don't.
But don't worry. Come on. And.
Susan, Susan, Cusat. Kazoo, my kisser, Kuziga, IZ.
Yeah.
Kizza, it's always like my sound. Wazzy, waz zoom zoom z.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ow! Yeah. Get down with your bad self, Drew.
That sort of sounded like speaking in tongues.
Let me get that one.
Yeah.
Well, is that a racist remark?
No, I grew up around it. I'm like, wow. I have no idea what that means. Would you like to translate?
I would love a translation. I'm dying to know what that means.
Minnie? Listen, it means nothing. Minnie, you're 25.
It's got to mean something.
Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Okay. Me and my boyfriend have been going out for about a year, and we recently just had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, all he did was brag about how good he was, but it was horrible. Everything, it's horrible.
You know what? Every man will do this to you.
That's
am I the best you've ever had? That's just, you know, pretty much standard.
Not me. I like to set the bar real low and then surprise him with a medium performance.
I love that strategy.
Yeah, it's great.
Because this is going to really disappoint you. I don't want to put you through this. This will probably be traumatizing for you.
And you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, but one thing I am very brash about is my receiving of oral.
Right. Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that happening, so don't worry.
I'm supremely confident in that.
Ouch!
Yeah.
Right to the heart.
Minnie?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was bad. Now, you're with him for a whole year?
Yes.
After the incident?
No,
was
before.
That's been like a month ago. We just had sex.
What was the problem?
His penis is really small, which is okay.
Oh.
But he has no, like, technique, you know, like no...
Double O!
No, nothing.
Yeah.
He's horrible at oral sex. He just
loves.
No.
Oh, God!
A keeper.
But it's horrible.
Okay, but why were you... You're 25 years old.
Yeah.
How old is he?
28.
Takes 25, a year? 25, 28. You guys going out for a whole year with no sex?
No, we...
Well, he's obviously a little gun-shy, don't you think? If he's bad in all three areas, I mean, what do you got going on?
Little gun is the operant.
No, he's a great guy, but we just were going to wait for... I mean, he didn't want to wait. Of course, but
are you religious?
I mean, I go to church, but I'm not like.
Any guys that you know brag about anything in their relationships, it's a compensation.
Mm.
And any guy that thinks about his penis at all is having a problem. You know what I mean? His self worth is at issue, and he's not going to be very.
I was just thinking about your penis, actually.
No, yeah, you can think about other guys' penis.
Adam's going, oh my God, I have problems.
No, he's thinking about my penis.
I was thinking about Drew's penis. Drew says it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, so what do you want to do?
This is my question.
Yeah.
I really like him outside of the sex thing, and when I tried to help him out, as far as you know.
He probably gets
guiding him.
He's so angry with me. We've only done it twice, and now.
Why do you like this guy? That is such an asshole.
Why would you like him? Yeah. How good a guy could this be?
I don't like him as much anymore.
All right, that's a good instinct. You're
like, listen to yourself.
Any guy that can't accommodate and can't be sensitive to your needs and gets
after
offended
a year
and
of
defensive
going out with you.
If you're just sort of trying to sort of. Get him to what you need. That's an awful sort of position for guys.
Yeah, and wouldn't you? If things don't exist in a vacuum, I mean, if you got a guy who you try to give a couple of notes on technique sexually, and he gets defensive and angry.
That's a
bad.
A big
that's just problem. A bad. That's a bad guy.
Bad guy.
Things
are going downhill.
And that's not a guy's only bad in the bedroom. That's just generally going to be a bad guy.
He's going to be constantly putting you down. Like, he doesn't respect what you think. Like, you don't know what you want or what, you know, makes you feel good. Then he's not listening to you. So he's trying to control, like, the whole thing. So, ciao.
I'm all ears in the bedroom, by the way. That's why I got the TV up. I'm all ears for the TV while I receive the oral. Again, versatility, middle name. I can receive oral listening to the radio. I can do it watching TV.
All ears.
All ears.
All out of
cable.
Right,
driving. I can do it.
On the phone.
I can do it. I can eat. I don't have to get in the variety of
that
food
is
I can
amazing.
Eat.
Amazing. Spinning plates.
What were you saying
Not
about
often,
men who brag
no.
about?
It wouldn't be a bad thing if I was bad at receiving oral, though. See, that's my angle. What's the worst that could happen? Let's talk to Christine. No, let's take
when
a break.
When we get back.
Yeah, she masturbates 2 times a day. If she scratches, she wants to know if she can get athlete's foot from it. All right, we'll do that
All right.
after this. Buddy, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Brooke Burns is in here tonight from Dog Eat Dog. A delight. Yes, an absolute delight and a stone fox. I don't put stone in front of stuff enough anymore. She is on Dog Eat Dog, which is 8 o'clock on NBC Tuesday nights and going to be doing the Miss USA pageant on the 12th of August with... Dear friend Mario Lopez. Tomorrow night, Brooke Burke will be in here. The second hottest chick in television. That's right. Christine?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yep.
All right. So you masturbate 2 times a day. And you want to know if you can get athlete's foot in there?
No. I have athlete's foot, right?
You do.
Right.
And I scratch a lot.
Your feet.
To a point of insanity.
Your feet?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I don't wash my hands, like, right before I masturbate, can it get transferred?
What about it,
Why
Drew?
Would you not wash your hands?
She's a busy woman. she's juggling no career and a horrible school in a D average, right?
Yeah.
What do you do? I know the D students, Drew. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you play on the volleyball team at school or something?
No, I'm in the band.
In the band?
Yeah.
What do you play?
The baritone.
Baritone what?
Baritone.
Oh.
Saxophone?
Oh, they're baritone saxophones.
No, it kind of resembles a trumpet when you're marching.
Okay, like a cornet
kind of.
Oh, kinda.
Like a flugelhorn.
Whatever.
Okay.
We don't want to tell her business.
Anyway. Treat the athlete's foot.
Yeah, why don't you have your athlete's foot treated? I don't understand that at all.
Oh, well, my mom, she thinks, like, you can cure everything with lemon, and I...
Yeah, Christine, you just go to the pharmacy, get some Lamisil, put it on there, be gone in a week.
Or use a toy.
Yeah, that's...
Or wash your hands.
I mean, these are it's a fungus. Fortunately, it's a fungus that I'm not aware of it being able to be transferred to the vagina. It can go to other parts of your body, but not the vagina.
Okay.
All right? And now, sometimes this can be a yeast, a candida infection that you've got on your feet, though usually it's something called a tinea. Were it to be a candida, it could get in the vagina, obviously.
True. Let me ask you about athlete's foot. Because I did a ton of sports, always around a lot of guys, and never hygiene, not number one on my list. We used to walk.
What?
Sorry. Huh? Got to be honest with you.
Woo.
You should know things about me.
Oh, my God.
But I used to walk around barefoot, like
Corner
when I used
market.
To box and stuff. I used to walk around barefoot in the showers and stuff, and they always yell, no, put some thongs on. Don't walk around barefoot in those showers. They're scummy. So but I never got athlete's foot ever.
Yeah.
Was I lucky, or do I have some sort of gene that fights athlete's foot?
Probably both.
I never, you know, all my buddies would get jock itch and heat rash and athlete's foot. I never got any of that stuff. So I'm like impervious to athlete's foot?
Maybe. A little less, yeah.
Interesting. That's good genes there, buddy. That's strong.
Mental
strong.
Note.
It's a strong
Do you
hand.
Want to raise my child?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He wants to.
I can raise your child in an athlete foot in a free environment.
Wow.
Where I watched TiVo and drank.
David.
Well, you brought home big fat paychecks.
David's my boy.
What a dream relationship.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
You guys are awesome. I've listened to you guys for years now.
I'd be sending him down to the store with notes, you know. This is for daddy's medicine. You know, daddy's medicine. Old Crow. Mm-hmm. You know, remember back in the day when you could send your kid to buy a pack of cigarettes or some booze? It's for your parents?
God.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'll get a note and sign a note.
Can't let him outside the front door these days.
Take care of him. David, go ahead, buddy.
So the question I have is, or one of them is, I've been dealing with, like, waking nightmares for a while.
Mm.
I first started having them when I was a kid, and to the severity that I'd wake up in the morning not having a clue what I had dreamt, but like all night I just had like thrashing nightmares. I had no clue what happened, but when I'd wake up, it's like the dream that I had was actually of me just like waking up during the nightmare. Does that make sense?
No, but
you dreamt you woke up within the dream.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's like my family tried to wake me up, and I couldn't wake up out of the nightmare.
All right.
Yeah.
What about it,
What's
Drew?
The question?
Well, I'm wondering, what could be the origin of that? What could be causing that?
Well, that's a common feature of post-traumatic stress disorder. Do you have a big trauma growing up?
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
What happened?
There you go.
Well, I'm not quite sure, like, what could have caused what, but, I've also had, like,
listen, we don't care. You got molested. We just assume you got molested.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right, well, there you go.
We go molestation. Because if you get in a boating accident, you say it.
Yeah, and post-traumatic stress disorder is treatable, and you ought to see that. And interestingly, I just wrote an article today about, remember I've always said fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all it's a sleep disturbance. And they've finally zeroing in on that, and they're finding that not only is it a sleep disturbance, but it's a particular disturbance of the autonomic sympathetic nervous system during sleep, and they're using medications to block some of that.
Boring.
Well, he might benefit from something like that.
Yeah. Well, here's I think what Drew was saying. A lot of people who have difficulty during the day with their energy level, it's like they're not getting a charge on their battery
right,
the night
not,
before.
The sleep is
I mean,
abnormal.
You, without sounding too retarded. You know, you take your cell phone out all day, and then you charge it at night when you get home, and then you pick it up, and it's got a full battery, and works all day. But if it's not on the charger, it's sort of half on the charger, like us people who sleep horribly at night are, then during the day, of course, you got a low battery.
But do well at receiving oral sex.
Well, part of that's because I'm tired.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Just,
I can't
look at the bright
you.
Side. Look at the bright side, right?
You could be biting me. I'd be like, I kind of get the energy
but you,
to move.
You keep that great technique in place, though.
That's right. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Well, that's the show, everybody. What a delight Brooke Burns is, everybody.
Oh, thank you. I've had so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Well, you come back anytime you like.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Dog Eat Dog, NBC, 8 o'clock Tuesdays, and then also the Teen USA pageant on the 12th of August coming up on the same network, right?
Absolutely.
Brooke Burke tomorrow night. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Tomorrow night, Brooke Burke will be in here, the second hottest chick in television.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.